www.thebeatmedia.com.
Whatever this was a big storm.
So by the grace of God, I'm here alive.
It's like a nightmare. It's like a dream or something.
It should have got me. It should have got me.
Ah, powerful winds up to 115 miles an hour. A 1,000-mile-long storm system, that is correct, slams into northwest Georgia. Dozens of cars snapped, turned over, trapping lots and lots of people. And it just wasn't in Georgia. It spread to some other areas in the south as well. What a way to start the show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout-out to all of you in your nooks and crannies. Don't forget, coming up on the flip side, we have our final Nail the Score Super Bowl game on. Ravens and 49ers, who do you think is going to win, and what's the final score going to be? So keep the number handy. I'm going to give you the digits right at the top so you can line them up. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. How about the governor of Georgia, Nathan Deal? He talked about how severe this storm was and just where his sympathies lie.
Some 50 to 100 homes that have been impacted, and search and rescue efforts are underway there. All of us send our condolences to the families and to those that have been affected by the tragedy on the human side and to those who will be suffering because of the loss of their homes and their property.
Yeah, what people described is the driver of a truck. I was listening to him earlier in the day on one of the cable stations, and he said it the best. There's no way in the world that if you see the debris that's all over the place, all over the road, that even I should be alive. The National Weather Service said that major structural damage and all those cars overturned were in a place called Adairsville, about 60 miles outside of Atlanta. And boy, just awful when that tornado smashed down. I actually saw some tape of it, and it was so wide. Nine people were injured. They were non-threatening, but one person was killed, and it's almost a miracle that only one person was killed. If you looked at the damage, I think the first thing you think in your head is, wow, how many people died in this storm, and major damage near Interstate 75. If you've ever been in that part of the country, you know it's a major corridor for sure, and they had at one point closed many of the exits. Because all the stuff that was, all the debris that was all over the place, all over the highway, was awful. So state of emergency for two of the big counties, the one I mentioned, and no reports of people unaccounted for. So that's the good news, but you still got to go back and search the houses and the businesses. And even the next day, they'll do that again because you had trees and power lines that came down because of the tornado. So 60,000 people without power. It was a nasty, nasty, nasty storm, to say the least. And that's not the only place where the storm hit in the mountains of North Carolina. Roads were impassable around Boone, flooding. People were driving down on the roads, and they practically looked like they were in submarines, and you had to try to stay in the middle of the road. Otherwise, they were getting swept away. It's when that fast-moving weather, you know, weather system starts to hit you and the water, the wall of water comes down. Also, Florida, much of South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, all were under a tornado watch into the evening on Wednesday night. Just a massive storm system, like I said, 1,000 miles north to south that stretched, if you really looked at a map, from New York to Florida and see if it was hot and humid and you had the right kind of weather, you were right in the middle of the danger zone where you'll be in a building, a roof blows off, and there were a couple examples of that where there was a manufacturing plant, the roof just flew off the top of it. That's why it's so miraculous that more people weren't killed in the storm, because, frankly, it just slammed into everything in its wake. Big doings in Washington, a lot of testimony happening. Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA, talked about the fact that more laws aren't going to help the situation, talking about the background checks, that they're not adequately done, and that may be the biggest part of what's lacking in any kind of background checks that are being done. Gabby Giffords was pretty emotional. She talked about gun violence and talked about the need to do something. So this was the first congressional hearing on anything to do with guns and gun ownership since the Connecticut school shootings in December. And I think we're going to see more emotional pleas on both sides of it, the defending of the Second Amendment and talking about laws that are already in place, and then people that have been affected by gun violence testifying as well. In the end, I don't see any really super big changes to our policies, even though people feel like there's a threat. I think state to state, a lot of the laws will stay as they are. It's always going to be a debatable subject, and any time something horrific happens, it'll be brought up again and again and again, and particularly now it's very thorny, very emotional, and it should be emotional because of the sadness of Newtown, Connecticut, and what happened in the Colorado movie theater, too. So the president and the VP focusing on gun violence on Monday, that was the big push. The next push, which has already happened, the president was in Nevada talking about immigration. That's the other shoe that's dropping, and will we see big changes there? There's bipartisan cooperation, but you know, ultimately, what does that mean? What happens to the people who've been waiting in line? Will the people from the shadows come out of the line? And will they get a pathway to amnesty for the best way to, you know, to describe that? That's all up in the air. It looks like we'll see some kind of movement, but the specifics are at this point, I think, shaky, because while there's support when you talk about immigration, you have to talk about the employment situation. You have to talk about enforcing punishments for people who employ people illegally. And then you get into some really sticky stuff. Speaking of being stuck in a sticky situation, just quickly here at the top before we end up going to nail the score. A couple of weeks ago, I told you about the Navy ship that got stranded on the reef in the Philippines. This is just the craziest story. I thought, no big deal. They're going to the rescue. They're going to get this USS Guardian out. But they couldn't do it. It's a minesweep that is just literally trapped on this reef. And at this point, you know, you're talking about 220-foot-long boat. They're going to have to cut it into smaller pieces to get it off the reef where it went aground. Because they don't want damage to the reef. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And you can't do that. So you got to pull it off. And if they can't pull it off, which they haven't been able to do without damaging the reef, they're going to have to cut it off. So that's what they're doing. They're trying to get anything that might be hazardous off the boat and save anything useful to the Navy, because this thing is gone. You're talking about 15,000 gallons of diesel fuel. They took that off. Also, they're trying to see what they can salvage, whatever it is that they can salvage. They're trying to get that off and then chop it all up. Boy, that seems wild, doesn't it? Imagine the ship. You know what the ship costs to build? You're gonna be shocked when I tell you this. The ship that they're cutting into little pieces, the ship costs $61 million to build it. Wow! Nail the score next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
The anticipation for this one, I've been waiting a long time. Sadly, when the Super Bowl is over, that's it for football. The two teams left, you know them, 49ers and the Ravens. Who do you think's going to win at the end, hoisting a Lombardi trophy after a very, very long season? Will it be Baltimore? Will it be San Francisco? Hurry up and get in line, or shoot me an email. Do it quickly. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, just like that. You're in. Pick a team and pick a score. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. This was a tough one for me, not for the team, because I think San Francisco wins it, but trying to pick the final score is a little bit tougher. I like the Niners, and I'm going to say San Francisco wins this game in a squeaker. I'm hoping it's not any kind of a blowout. It's really close. It may come down to the waning moments. Oh, I love those kind of games. And I'm going to say the score is going to be 28-24. I know. Hey, I'm just making a guess. 28-24. I like that because I think the game at some point will slow a little bit, but then we'll have a rash of scoring. It's, you know, whether it's, I don't necessarily think in the beginning, more toward the end. But who knows? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. During the segments here, you're going to also hear what the Harbaughs have to say, because everybody wants to know. Ray Rice, Ray Lewis, and a couple of other things. Ray Lewis getting roughed around a little bit by a couple of people, including an ex-NFL wideout who just ripped Ray Lewis's head off. Now, that's what happens. There's so many comments and so much conversation leading up to the Super Bowl. What the Giants wide receiver said is that Ray Lewis has become a caricature of himself. And you know who it was? Amani Toomer. Toomer played against Lewis in a Super Bowl, if you remember. And he says he has great respect for him as a player, but he's tired of Lewis taking the spotlight from the rest of the Raven teammates. Ooh. All right, what do you think, Maddie? What do you think is going to happen here, San Francisco or the Ravens?
Well, I was going to go lean towards the Niners, but since you picked them, I decided to go the other way, so there's a little bit of a difference on this show, a little fair and balanced action on America tonight.
It is fair and balanced, just like Fox.
Exactly. Yes. So I'm going to go, I'll go the Ravens 33, the Niners 31.
33-31.
Justin Tucker. What's his name? Justin Tucker. Yeah, kick to win it.
Cool. All right, 33-31. I mean, I don't, you know, in this game, I really don't care. It's not my team. It's not Matt's team. I'm sure he feels the same way. But I just want to see a close game. I actually, my best connection to the game is probably Ray Rice. My cousin is the assistant athletic director at Rutgers, and he talked about Ray Rice a lot to me when Ray Rice was playing for Rutgers. So I watched him when he was at Rutgers and before he went to the pros. So be kind of cool. Also, there's a couple of other storylines for the Ravens that are interesting, but for the 49ers too. Right now, if you could see me, I'm Kaepernicking right now.
Hey everyone, come and see how good I look.
That was my Ron Burgundy moment. I hope you understand what that's about. And Kaepernicking is now, it's a verb. It means you kiss your forearm. Of course, I don't have tattoos all over the place, but, you know, the imagination. Let's go to Dan in Texas. He gets to open things up. Dan, how you been? Dan suddenly silent. Dan, are you there?
Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Well, I've been listening to your shows, not just show, and I'm going to pick Frisco to take it 35-24, just like my last time.
Ooh, 35-24. We'll see. I mean, hey, listen, there are a lot of people are really pulling for San Francisco. The early money was not on San Francisco, but now it's starting to flip the other way.
Well, I think they've got size with the people. They've got some really rough, tough people playing, and it's for all the marbles. They want it more than anything in this world because they want to come back to Frisco for the title and the Super Bowl rings and all that. So I really think the drive is on Frisco's side, and Kaepernick can do no wrong as far as that arm of his.
Now, yeah, Michael's I think so,
good.
Too.
Michael's good, but I don't think he can compete with Kaepernick.
I don't think so either, because he also has that ability to scramble. If he has to run, he'll run.
Absolutely.
Kaepernick will move. I like that. I like these quarterbacks that do that, and he's definitely, not that Flacco can't do that, but he's definitely, I think, the better quarterback by just a smidge, and he's very, very hungry. For the reasons you said, too, the Niners want it absolutely. Dan, good luck. 855-266-5283,
855-266-5283.
How about Rick in Illinois? Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I predict one of the Harbaugh brothers will win.
That is a good prediction. We don't know which one, though. John Jim, I'm not sure.
One starts with the letter J.
You know, it's funny, that family has that syndrome that a lot of people do. They name their kids with the same letters, like the father's name is Jack, the wife is Jackie, and the two kids with the J's. That's too much for me. They had to throw in like a K or an L or something in there.
Where did the time go? Super Bowl here is already, so.
I know, it's crazy. What do you think? You think the Niners?
Yeah, I got the 49ers 31. Baltimore 17.
Ooh, 31-17. Okay, so you think they're going to, in the end, they're going to really run it up a little bit more.
Yeah, I think so.
I think San Francisco's the better team. I do. I think it's a better team. And also, there's something about, I don't know, it kind of like Amani Toomer was saying, there's something about the gloating of Ray Lewis. And maybe, you know, this is his last hurrah, and there's all that bravado about, you see the one game where he was like Ultraman on fire. It was crazy. But, you know, it is the swan song, so... You know, I kind of have a mixed feeling about that. I think you have to have some bravado for sure, but it sort of was too over the top for me. And I think the Ravens are getting all the love in a sense. It seems like to me, maybe it's just what I'm reading, but they're really getting a lot of love. And when one team seems to get more, then I think the other team gets some momentum out of that. Even in a Super Bowl, even though, you know, here are the final two, so what's the diff? I think there is something about that. And if I look at this, I would say that the 49ers are the ones that just aren't quite getting as much respect as Baltimore. So I'm going to say, that can be a little bit of a factor. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to quickly Michael in Kentucky. Hey, Mike, what do you think?
I'm going to have to pick against Rick on this one. I think one of the Harbaugh brothers is going to lose.
Ba-dum-bump. Go ahead.
I'm actually picking Baltimore to win 35-31.
Woo, 35-31, the Ravens. Getting more love from our pal Mike in Connecticut. Oh,
Kentucky,
Mike.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. And you know, Connecticut, Kentucky, practically the same state, right? Kentucky. That's like an arrow to my heart, because I've got the other side of that, Michael. Thanks for the call, Mike. Great guy. Always sends a lot of interesting notes. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can also shoot me your guess. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Jack says Ravens 27, 49ers 24. What do you say?
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up. To leave this one alone, she could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you.
Both of them are themselves. And we were around Bo Schembechler for a long time, and there were a lot of coaches that tried to emulate him. And the one thing, you had to be yourself. And at the first time you weren't yourself, you were exposed and somewhat of a fraud. So always be who you are and not follow anyone else. There's going to be one winner, and there's going to be one that's going to be totally disappointed. And my thoughts go to that one that will not experience the thrill of victory. And that's where our thoughts will be. Every parent, every single parent can identify with that. That thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And on Sunday night, we're going to experience both of those great emotions. And our thoughts will be with the one that comes up a little short.
Wow. So the person who comes up short's getting the love. A very difficult situation when you have such a tight family. And then amazingly, both sons are NFL coaches, different paths to get there, but at the highest of levels, and their father was a coach. So it's football all the time in that house. You know it when they take vacations together and hang out and whatever. But it will be tough for whoever loses, without a doubt. Who do you like? Ravens, 49ers. We're nailing the score, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Butch in Illinois. Hey, Butch, it's your shot at it. What do you think, buddy?
29-28-21.
Ooh, 28-21. So full-on touchdown separating them. You think it's going to be a good game? Are you psyched for it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so am I. Are you in it for the food, the commercials, pure on football, or what?
I'm just all in it for the football.
So am I. You know what, Butch? I'm like you. I'm in it for the football. I do like to watch the commercials because who cares? The football action's not on then. But I'm like you. I want to see the football. In fact, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I know you're probably a lot of you are going to parties and stuff, hanging out with your buddies. But sometimes if you go to too big of a party, you can't even really pay attention to what's going on with the game. I want to see the game. I like it when there's just a handful of people so I can watch what's happening and pay attention and not be distracted by, you know, all the other stuff. Because then you miss everything, and I hate that. Ooh, I hate that. Unless you're actually, I guess, at the game, and then, of course, you've got a radio hooked in so you can listen to the plays back. But 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Bud emailed me from New Jersey. He says, Ravens win this one, 21-17. What say you? Your chance to nail the score, bragging rights and prizes, and how cool would that be, just like Dave in Vermont in the beginning of the season? Carrie is listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Carrie.
Hello. Well, you know, I've seen every Super Bowl, but the one thing I haven't seen, I've never watched the halftime show.
Because you don't want to listen to it? You hate it, or you just walk away, or what?
No, that's just when I get up to go get more food.
Good for you. That's when you fill up.
And I'm going to take 49ers, only I want to say it's going to be 21-17 for the 49ers.
21-17 for the 49ers. Okay, cool. The opposite of Bud, who liked the Ravens. So there you go. You and I are on the same page, Carrie. We both like the 49ers. We'll see. I know it'll be pretty exciting for the people who are really, and there are some, diehard Niner fans who are waiting to get back to the promised land. Because, you know, when I think of the 49ers, I think of the dynasty teams of the 49ers of the past, back when we had that kind of football, before we had more parity. You know, like Steelers, 49ers, Green Bay Packers, the Dallas Cowboys, where you had teams that you were just always in the thick of it for a very long time, and then things change with the salary cap and stuff. So the 49ers now coming back to this is pretty exciting. And with Colin Kaepernick as the quarterback, not what, you know, this unlikely character who gets the starting role all of a sudden and is just so embraced by the people there. He's like there's a whole underground culture surrounding him that it's been pretty interesting to watch this unfold, especially during the playoffs. Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good morning there, Pole Princess. How are you?
I love it when you say Pole Princess because I know that some people don't understand that, and that always makes me laugh. So I'm glad that you remember that. What's up?
28-19 San Francisco.
28-19 San Francisco. Now, you remember San Francisco back in the heydays, the catch and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that was a team you were always watching. And, you know, I was always waiting for the showdowns between San Francisco, frankly, before heading into the Super Bowl. I was waiting during the season, even when that would happen, for the showdowns between the Niners and the Cowboys.
Yeah, this Kaepernick, he has drawn some new blood into the game.
He has. I like him. I do. I like the stories about him. I like how he just, you know, he's a funny guy. He's not rolled by the media. He bought a bunch of the scribes who've been following him around pizzas the other day. I like that. I like that about this guy.
Yeah, he's our new Kurt Warner.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great analogy. He is like the new Kurt Warner. Remember when, obviously you're referring to when he was stocking grocery shelves and all of a sudden Dick Vermeil pulls him out of obscurity and he becomes the quarterback for the Rams.
There you go.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a good storyline, and he really rode that out, too. Pete, good luck. Thanks for calling. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. So you can call, and you can wager a guess, or you can send me an email, but you got to do it in this segment or the next segment. It's 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The other day I was doing this thing with my pal RJ Bell. He has a site called pregame.com. He lives in Vegas. He swears by Vegas, too. I lived in Vegas. I did not swear by Vegas. I had fun. But he says there's just no place more exciting than Vegas. And to go to watch a Super Bowl there, I have to admit, is pretty exciting. Since I lived there, I took advantage of that, and I saw a couple of Super Bowls that way before I started actually covering them. So the coin toss, they have all these wild prop bets if you go there, and the coin toss is always a big one. The NFC has won 14 of the last 15 Super Bowl coin tosses. How about that? 46 prior Super Bowl coin tosses, 24 heads and 22 tails. 24 heads, 22 tails. Joe Flacco... We've been talking about Kaepernick, but Joe Flacco, the quarterback for the Ravens, has 6 road playoff wins in his career now. So that's more, which was surprising when I saw this. I had to double check it. But would you believe this? Here's a good factoid for you. That's more than Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Steve Young, Troy Aikman, I'm not done, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. Those group of legends are 13 and 29 on the road in playoffs. Flacco, 6 out of 10. Wow, 6 out of 10. Here's another interesting fact. The lower playoff seed has covered 12 of 14 versus the Vegas spread. The Ravens are the lower seeded team this year. $10 billion is supposed to be bet on the Super Bowl worldwide. Over half of adult Americans will have some money at risk on the game, even if they just buy a square at their friend's house. So if you want to nail the score, you can do it here. You don't have to wager any money. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I think by now everybody realizes that Beyonce is doing the halftime show, and people are wagering on what is the first song that she's going to sing. You know, she has those top pop hits, Crazy in Love and Love on Top, and you know, will be one of those two. And one of the things that they're, I think, is interesting they're talking about, will both, I mean, it's just funny how these crazy, silly bets, but will both Harbaugh brothers be wearing hats? If you think when they're on the sidelines, are they wearing hats? Yes, has a 90% chance. And will the longest touchdown of the game be over under 45.5 yards? I'm going to say I would take the under in that. Because looking at both teams, when, I'm not looking for a long ball.
When was it? And I can't remember what, I feel like it was maybe 2 years ago, maybe a couple more, where the first score of the game was a safety, I believe, or something crazy like that. And that was one of the prop bets, and some guy won a ton of money,
yeah,
but I can't remember.
I
think it was about 2, maybe 3 years ago.
I have to look it up, because I remember it, but I can't remember what game it was. All right, light them up, 855-266-5283, nailing the score on the flip side.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I know I'm a playmaker on this team. You know, when it comes, I just have to make the play. And my number's going to be called, you know, fairly often, but, you know, there's other guys out there that can do it as well. And that's just one of them situations where, you know, I don't have to worry about me going out there doing too much. I'll do my job, and my job will be just enough.
That's Ray Rice. You heard what he was talking about. He'll get his shot at it. The Ravens and the 49ers. Super Bowl New Orleans, Super Bowl Sunday this weekend. Hard to believe. We're nailing the score. You got to hurry up and jump on it if you want to weigh in at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me an email, and I got a bunch of those. I'm going to go to them in a second. But americatonight.net, click on contact. Has to be in by the top of the hour, americatonight.net, click on contact. Been talking about some of the crazy bets and things that people wager on in Las Vegas. And, you know, we had our pal on, Buddha Man, who said, yeah, it's really a no-win situation. It's a loser's bet to jump on most of the prop things except for the coin toss because of what you have to pay to win. But the safety in the game last year with the Giants and the Patriots proved to be a big money win for somebody. Matt, you were saying that somebody won $50,000 on it.
Yeah, so it was last year, so that shows you how great my memory is. And a Giants fan bet $1,000 that the first Giants score would be a safety, which it happened to be, and it was at 50-1, so they ended up winning $50,000. So that guy actually had a little more cash flow than I do to go throwing $1,000 away on a safety being the first score bet. but still pretty impressive and pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome because, okay, so $1,000, yeah, $1,000, turning it into 50, that's incredible. I mean, and the odds of that happening are so,
the
book knows it, it's teeny tiny.
It was the first safety in a Super Bowl since, I can't remember which Super Bowl it was, but it was the Vikings and Fran Tarkenton got a safety. And so that was, obviously if Fran Tarkenton is involved, we're talking about the 60s here, so.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's really crazy. We got to go way back into the NFL archives. So we have to go back in the archives for Ray Lewis, too. This is it for Ray Lewis, all the years that he spent with the Ravens, and what a important part of the defense Lewis has been. So he's kind of getting knocked around for the bragging and all that kind of stuff and the focus on him, but he's taking it in stride. He says he wants to spend time with his kids, and that's it. That's why he's decided to retire, and I think he couldn't be more excited to be back in the Super Bowl.
Everything has its timing, and that's kind of what I'm telling the guys. You know, every second that you think, you know, you've studied enough film, study more, you know, and do whatever you think you need to do. And that's the thing that, you know, you just have to just taper back all of your energies and all your emotions and different things like that and just really enjoy the ride.
All right, I think they are enjoying the ride. It's a weird week, Super Bowl week, because you have all these events and all these things you're going to and all the hype. I mean, that's the thing with the Super Bowl. It's not the 60s anymore. There's massive dollars connected to it, and the amount of time thinking about the Super Bowl, the week in between to play the useless Pro Bowl game, and all the conversation leading up to it. We just want the game. In fact, if you stumble out of bed and you flip on the tube on Super Bowl day, I'm sure you can find 15 hours of coverage. Every celebrity will be interviewed, every possible venue where things are happening, they'll have something from that. And then the pregame show itself is always so long that you're just ready to get to the game. I mean, some people won't even flip on the tube until right before the game because they don't want to see all the pregame coverage because it's overload, it's too much. And then talking about commercials, talking about everything else under the sun that you can ultimately imagine. I have a bunch of people that sent me their guesses via Al Gore's internet. You can do it that way still, americatonight.net. Click on contact or shoot me the phone call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're going to get to that in a minute. First, the Harbaugh theme that we talked about, the two Harbaugh brothers playing each other. So what about the parents, Jack and Jackie? Final thought here.
Loose lips sink ships. And they both have subscribed to that philosophy, so no one talks to anyone. Jim is very quiet and guarded, and John is very quiet and guarded. And that's exactly the way we wanted them.
And so are we.
Yeah, all that attention, can you imagine? And what do they do? Kind of switch sides, cheer? It would be very odd. Because when there's a touchdown, yay, boom, normally they'd be excited out of their mind. Then another touchdown, for whoever scores, they have to get excited. It's crazy. Kind of be like the Mannings if they were in Super Bowls when they had the chance to go up against each other. And they did square off in a Monday night game, if you remember, when Peyton was still with the Colts and Eli the Giants. So there was a lot of hype over the Manning brothers meeting each other, but if they had had that Super Bowl matchup, that would have been crazy for their family. But the odds of seeing the two coaches go up against each other was pretty slim to begin with, so it's pretty amazing. Let me go to some of the emails, and the emails include this one from Circus Performer. I don't know if it's really a Circus Performer person, but I like the nickname, if not. Hey, this is Circus Performer. Circus Performer says, Kate, I got to disagree. I'm surprised growing up in Philly that you did not pick the Ravens because it's at least a little bit closer to you. Okay, my guess is Ravens win this 48-19. Dave in Vermont, who was the winner early on in the season, has weighed in, and he says 49ers win it 33-28. Not too far off of what Matt's saying, but he says Ravens 33-31.
Bust out the crab cakes, let's eat!
Yeah, crab cakes. All right, here's another one. This one from the Pizza Man. I love nicknames. Pizza Man says, I'm all over the 49ers. It's been so awesome to watch my Niners this season. I have been a fan for I can't tell you how long. Niners are actually going to put some distance between themselves and the Ravens. I think the final score is going to be 38-17. 38-17. Okay, here we go. We got another one. Stephen Ford says, hello, Kate. I've been wanting to try to call in. For some reason, I couldn't get through. So I'm sending this email just to be safe. I like the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, although I admit I think it's going to be really a nail biter. Very, very close. My final score is 40-38. Ah, that'd be an odd score, but they're... We've seen odd scores like that before. The this one comes to us from Duff, who says, tough to pick this one. I think it is kind of a coin flip, and that's what I actually did. Heads, 49ers. Tails, Ravens. So I got heads, and I think the score will be 28-7. 28-7. I don't think it's going to be close. I think there's going to be some nerves, and I think there's going to be some people that cough up the football. However, I wouldn't be disappointed if it turns out to be what you would describe as a nail biter. How about this from Toby, who says, man, this is a hard one to pick. I agree with everyone, probably because I don't know the teams all that well, to be honest. I'm going to go with the 49ers because, Kate, you picked the 49ers. So I'm going to trust in you. I think 35-31. You know, not bad. We had a lot of people say 30s. One last one here. Let me flip this on. This one from Paul. Paul says, I couldn't make up my mind. I was going back and forth. I did the eeny, meeny, closed my eyes, and just picked one. So I'm going with the 49ers, unscientific as it is. I think the final score is going to be 40-17. All right, good luck to everyone who tried to nail the score. Maybe we're going to see that we have another winner this time around.
Idiot! It's simple! Hurricanes and beignets for breakfast.
Bust out the crab cakes, Leslie!
What, are you kidding me?
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.